భాగవతం కెంటో 3 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ 6 చాప్టర్ అండ్ టైటిల్ జై అండ్ విజయ్ కర్స్డ్ బై ద సేజెస్ సద్యా పునాతి జగత్ అశ్వపచార్ వికుంతం సద్య. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ ప్రొఫర్డ్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎస్సి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. Anyone in the entire world, even down to the chandala, who lives by cooking and eating the flesh of the dog, is immediately purified if he takes bath in hearing through the ear the glorification of my name, fame, etc. Now you have realized me without doubt. Therefore, I will not hesitate to lop off my own arm if it is conduct is found hostile to you, purport. Real purification can take place in human society if its members take to Krishna consciousness. This is clearly stated in all Vedic literatures. Anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness is all sincerity, even if he is not very advanced in good behavior, is purified. A devotee can be recruited from any sections of human society, although it is not expected that everyone in all segments of society is well behaved. As stated in this verse and in many places in Bhagavad Gita, even if one is not born in a Brahmana family, or even if he is born in a family of Chandalas, if he simply takes to Krishna consciousness, he is immediately purified. In the Bhagavad Gita 9 chapter verse 30 and 32, it is clearly stated that even though the man is not well behaved, if he simply takes to Krishna consciousness, he is understood to be a saintly person. As long as a person is in this material world, he has two different relationships in his dealings with others. One relationship pertains to the body and the other pertains to the spirit. As far as bodily affairs or social activities are concerned, although the person is purified on the spiritual platform, it is sometimes seen that he acts in terms of his bodily relationship. If a devotee born in the family of a chandala, the lowest caste, sometime found engaged in his habitual activities, is not to be considered a chandala. In other words, a Vaishnava should not be evaluated in terms of his body. The Shastra states that no one should think the deity in the temple to be made of wood or stone, and no one should think that a person coming from a low caste family who has taken to Krishna consciousness is still of the same low caste. These attitudes are forbidden because anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness is understood to be fully purified. He is at least engaged in the process of purification, and if it sticks to the principles of Krishna consciousness, he will very soon be fully purified. The conclusion is that if one takes to Krishna consciousness with all seriousness, he is to be understood as already purified, and Krishna is ready to give him the protection by all means. The Lord assures herein that he is ready to give protections to his devotee even if there is the need to cut off part of his own body. Om Ajnana Timirandas Jnana Nanjana Sanataya Chakshuram Mulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదామాయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహాం శ్రీగురూన్ శ్రీయుతపాదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవం చ శ్రీరూపం సంగ్రజాతం సహగణో రఘునాథాన్వితం ஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜன சைதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பாதம் சகன லலிதாசம். ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபீச கோபிக கந்த ராதா கந்த நமோஸ்துதே. தப்த கஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே பிருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி வ்ருஷபானோ சுதே தேவி பிரணாமமே ஹரிப்ரியே. வஞ்சகல்பத்ருபியாஸ்ச கிருபாசிந்துபியைவேச்ச பதிதானம் பாவனிப்யோ வைஷ்ணவிப்யோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதாரோ ஸ்ரீவாசலி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. Anyone in the entire world, even down to the chandala, who lives by cooking and eating the flesh of the dog, is immediately purified. If he takes bath in the hearing through the ear, the glorifications of my fame, my name, fame, etc. Now you have realized me without doubt, therefore I will not hesitate to lop off my own arm if his conduct is found hostile to you. So we are continuing here. We are beginning to witness the utmost humility of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is very important that the Lord is showing some exemplary way of acting in the world. Yat yat acharati stesa tat tat ivataro jana shayam pramanam kurute lokastat anuvartate. Whatever a person do in this world, whatever the leaders do, others pursue that, and whatever exemplary act he leaves behind, others also follow that. So here, although Krishna hasn't got any karma to perform in the world, although he is not also wanted to enjoy the fruits of his karma, he is free from everything. Namam karmani limpanti. நாமே கர்ம பலஸ்பிரேகா இத்திமாம் யோ பிஜானாத்தி கர்ம வீர்நாச பந்தனம். Krishna is free from all karmas in the world, but still Krishna comes to this world to show the way how to conduct our behavior in the world. And Krishna says by a person coming in contact with him, he totally becomes free from all karma in the world. ஜன்ம கர்மா சமே திவ்யம் ஏவாம் யோகேதி தத்வதஹ தியகம் தேவம் புனர்ஜன்மோ நைதி மாமிதி சோ அர்ஜுனா. If a person can understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in this world and the reason is in his action in the world, totally he becomes free from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Continually the Lord says, vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasrita பகவோ ஜான தபஸா பூதா மத்பாவம் ஆகத்தா அர்ஜுன். இன் த பாஸ்ட் தேர் ஆர் மெனி மெனி டிவோட்டீஸ் ஹவ் அட்டைன் மை லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் பை கிவிங் அ வித்ராக அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டு திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், பயா அண்ட் க்ரோதா, ஃபியர் அண்ட் ஹேங்கர். ஸோ தேர் ஆர் சர்டன் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் நாட் வெரி எலிஜிபிள், இஸ் நாட் கோயிங் டு ஹெல்ப் அஸ் டு கோ பேக் டு கிருஷ்ணா. So Krishna is coming down and give us this wonderful process of devotional service so that we can become purified by these elements, which is becomes obstacle for us to make progress in the path of Krishna consciousness. Especially Krishna is a vitaraga bhaya krodha, the attachment to this world and the hanger, the bhaya, And again, Krishna says, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorhapi Saisnuna Amanena Manadena Kirtanaya Sadahari. To continuously to be chanting the holy name, to throughout the whole life to remain as a devotee of the Lord, there is needed little bit of qualification that one should become very humbler than the grass, more tolerant than the tree. He should be offering his respect to others without any expectation of respect to himself. So in a way that, now we've been talking from yesterday, that the soul is stuck in this body. Mahabhutani ahankara buddhi avyakta evacha indrayani dasankam cham pachindriya gocharam miche dvise sukaduka sangahata setana srita itar setram samasena savikaram udaritam. Whatever enjoyment the living entities are enjoying here, whatever desires that they are having it here, is all due to the interactions of the elements in this body. As we have said, there are 23 elements the Lord has mentioned in this body. Now the soul, who is part and parcel, eternally, who is part and parcel of Krishna, who has got nothing to do with these material elements, who has got nothing to do of this material world with remorse of material nature, who is totally very pure, sarva yonis kaunteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahatyunir aham bija prapita, being the children of Krishna, being the part and parcel of Krishna, the soul is eternally very pure. Somewhere or the soul is stuck in this body, and somewhere or other, whatever way we try to become happy in this world, and every arrangement we make to be happy, somewhere or other we are not getting that kind of happiness. It is just, Prabhupada says, just like you take a water to drink, you got the water in the plastic cup, and you are drinking water from the plastic cup, the same water, if you transfer it into a golden cup, just because the cups are changing, it doesn't mean the taste of the water is going to change. It's not going to change. So there will, unless param rispanivartate, you get the higher taste of Krishna consciousness. So here, the soul is stuck in this body, and there's a qualification is needed for a person in this world to free the soul from this body. And the chanting will lead us to that qualification if we can carefully abide by the injunctions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Shastras. Definitely the chanting will lead us to that qualification which is needed for the soul to become free from the cycle of repeated birth and death. There are 20 things is known as knowledge which will free the soul from the conditional life. Amanidvam adambidvam ayimsa santir arjavam acharya pasano saucham dairyam atma vinigraha indriyatesu vairagyam anahankara evacha janma mrityu jara vyadi dukandosam maladarshanam asaktir asabhisanga abhaisvisanga putradaragriyadesu nityam cha samachitvam istanishto papatisho mai chananya yogena bhakti avya vicharane vivitta devasya vidvam aratir samasamsude adiyatma jnana nityatma tatvam jnana arga darshanam ita jnanam iti proktam abhyanam ato anyatha. There are 20 things which is known as the knowledge, which is requirement for the soul to be free from this conditional life, for the soul to come out freely from this body and go back to the lotus feet of the Lord. And the Lord is emphasizing these 20 things in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Amanidvam, the first qualification is needed that he has to apply humility in his life. Number one is humility. And adambitvam, pridelessness, no pride in himself. Amanivam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Santil, Arjavam, Ahimsa, becoming free from violence, Santir, Arjavam, and becoming tolerance in his life, and the fifth qualification is simplicity, and Acharya, Pasano, Saucham, the sixth qualification that he has to accept a spiritual master, and Saucham, seventh qualification, he has to keep his heart inside clean, and also externally he has to keep himself clean, Saucham. Acharya Pasana Saucham, Zairiyam Atma Vinigraha, that he has to be always steady in the path of Krishna consciousness. Steadiness is the eighth qualification. And Atma Vinigraha, number nine, that he has got self-control in himself. Indriyatesa Vairagyam Anahankarayi Vacha, the tenth qualification, he becomes free from the object of sense gratification. The 11th qualification, Anahankara, free from false ego. Janma Mrittu Jarabhyadi, he has got perceptions, you know, against his birth, death, old age and disease. And number 11th qualification, Asakta Anabhishanga Putra Adhara Griyade, so he has to have a detachment from this material world. The 12th qualification, he should be free himself from the entanglement of the family, children and other things. And the 12th qualification is that, I don't know whether I'm counting correct or not. We'll go back now. The 12th qualification is that he's equipoise in happiness and distress in the world. And the 13th qualification, that he perform unalloyed devotional service to the Lord. The 14th qualification, he find a solitary place, isolate himself for the practice of Krishna consciousness. Aratir Samasam Siddhi, that is keeping away from the people, the mass people of this world who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And the 17th qualification is that he is interested in the self-realization. And the 18th qualification is that he search for the absolute truth. That means already some calculation is wrong. So now we'll see, now Prabhu can count his coming to the 20. Number one, humility. Number two is pridelessness, non-violence, tolerance, simplicity, accept a spiritual master. Six,
keep the heart clean and externally,
always taking the path of Krishna consciousness,
self-control,
free from sense gratification,
free from false ego,
free from perceptions of old age and disease,
detachment of material.
Okay.
Free from distress of the world.
Yes.
Service to the Lord.
Yeah.
Isolate to practice Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Keeping away from people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. Interested in self-realization.
Yeah.
And search for absolute truth.
These are the 20 qualifications is needed for the soul to get free from the clutches of repeated birth and death. And all these qualifications can be achieved simply one take up the process of devotional service. Simply, devotional service will free oneself from all the anattas we have got in our heart. And the soul becomes free from the conditional life. Here, Prabhupada is saying that everybody becomes eligible to purify themselves and go back to Krishna. Everybody. And Prabhupada also quoting some verses there. Apichet sudaracharyo bhajante mam ananya bhaksa yuva samantavya samyagyavisito hisa. Even though a person is indulged in the most abominable sinful activities, if he sits in the path of Krishna consciousness, he should be accepted as a saintly person. In the fourth chapter, again Krishna says, apichet asi papebhyo sarvebhyo papakritama pravanayam vrijananti santameva. He says that those who are seated on the board of this transcendental knowledge, they attain peace and free themselves from the clutches of birth and death. So the qualification is that somewhere or other that we seek for the freedom of the soul from the conditional life. So Krishna is very kind. He has come. And everybody is eligible. Why? Because everybody is eternally part and parcel of Krishna. And everybody has got a permanent sentiments with them. It is called Sthayi Bhava. Sthayi Bhava means there are 12 permanent sentiments are there in the living entities. There are 5 sentiments are primary. There are 7 sentiments are secondary. The 5 primary sentiments are Santarasa, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, and Madhurya Rasa. These are the 5 primary sentiments the living entity has got in themselves. And there are 7 secondary rasas are there: Asya, Hadbuddha, Virya, Karuna, Raudra, Bibhitsaka, and Bhayanaka. That means the 5 primary sambandha the living entities have got with the Lord is that Santa, neutrality, and Dasya, servitude, and Sakya, friendship, and Vatsalya, parental, and Madhurya, conjugal love. These already the living entities has got within them. Whether they are Chandala, whether they are meat eaters, whether they like Krishna, don't like Krishna, and whether they are hippies or drug addicts, anybody in the world, they got, everybody got these sentiments with them. And they got also, everybody got the other primary 7 sentiments with them is that Asya, comedy, the quality of comediness in them. And then number 2 is that Hadbuddha, there are some extraordinary, you know, ability there in them, the second quality of the sentiments, you know, the secondary sentiments. Number 1 is Asya, comedy. Number 2 is that extraordinary ability. Number 3 is Virya, some, you know, fighting spirit. And number 4, Karuna, compassionate in themselves. And number 5, Raudra, anger in themselves. And number 6, Bibhitsaka, fear in themselves. And number 7, Bhayanaka. So number 6, Bibhitsaka, frustration in themselves. And number 7, Bhayanaka, fear. So these are the 12 sentiments, the permanent sentiments are there in the living entities. So everybody are eligible to become a devotee of the Lord without any discrimination. If somebody can connect them to Krishna consciousness by the Brahmanda, Brahmita Pona, Bhagyavan Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasadipai, Bhakti Ratta Bija, all these living entities, they are moving around with these, you know, permanent sentiments in themselves. If by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, if they can come in contact with Krishna consciousness, and then that sentiments which is hidden in their heart, in themselves, it blossoms, it begins to react in their life. So when these 12 sentiments now, they taste, they enjoy, when they are connected with 2 things, is called Vibhava. That one is called Visaya, another one is called Astraya. Visaya is object, that Krishna becomes the object of these 12 sentiments. And Astraya, devotees become the reservoir to connect himself to Krishna consciousness. So these 2 things he cannot avoid. That the 12 sentiment is meant to focus on Krishna, and to help to focus on Krishna, that the devotees will give you the intelligence how to do these things. That's what in the path of Krishna consciousness, that, you know, devotees association is very, very essential, together with the chanting of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now when the 12 sentiments, permanent sentiments now, they are connected to the Vibhava, Krishna and the devotees, now there is a transformation comes into the living entities. It is called Anubhava. There is some transformation, external transformation we begin to see. One is called Nritya. Second is called Virutita. Third is called Prasma. Fourth is called Tanumotana. Fifth is called Unkara. Sixth is called Atahasa. Seventh is called Gurna. Eighth is called Ikha. The transformation a person gets, whether he is Ipi or Chandala, when he already permanently has got that Sambandha with Krishna, when he meets the devotee, then the devotee connects him to Krishna, then the transformation comes there. When he comes into the temple, Nritya, when there is some chanting going on, singing going on, he likes to dance. The transformation comes, Nritya. One, you know, transformation, external transformation, Nritya. The second one is a Viludita, he rolls on the floor. All these things, Mahaprabhu have shown a lot of symptoms. You know, not artificial, of course somebody performs some artificial, you know, drama there, but there's no artificial here. So number one, Nritya, dancing. Number two, Viludita, rolling on the ground. Number three, Krosma, crying. And number four, Tanu Motana, breathing in the body. And number five, Unkara, roaring. And number six is Atahasa, loud laughing. Number seven, Gurna, staggering. And number eight, Ikka, a fit of hiccups. He gets this thing in the connection with Krishna. And the Anubhava, when he enjoying, then the Anubhava leads him to the Sattvic Bhava. There are other eight symptoms comes in there. That is called Stambha, number one. Number two is Sveda. Number three is Romancha. Number four is Swarabheda. Number five is Vepatu. And number six is Vaivaranya. Number seven, Asru. Number eight, Pralaya. This is called Sattvic Bhava. That means the permanent sentiments of the living entities of his Sambandha with Krishna. When he meets the devotee, devotees connect him to Krishna. Then he comes to the temple and then in that connection, and he likes to dance and he takes him, you know, rolling on the floor. And then, you know, all these symptoms are coming in. And now the Anubhava will lead him to the Sattvic Bhava. Is there number one is that Stambha, he becomes stunned. He not moving. He's already all absorption in Krishna. Nothing else. Stambha. No. And Swada, there is a perspiration in his body. And number three, Romancha, there is auriculation in his body. Number three. Number four is Swarabheda, there is faltering in his voice. And number five is Vepatu, trembling of his body. And number six is Vaivaranya, there is changing of colors in his body. Number seven, Asru, he keep crying. And number eight is that Pralaya, he lost his consciousness off and on. He falls on the ground, he's unconscious, and you know, that is how the things, and then he leads him to the Vyabha Charini Bhava. There are other 33, you know, symptoms. So in the ways, the living entities, when they come and connect with Krishna, automatically he no longer remains as a Chandala. He no longer remains as a hippie. He no longer remains as, you know, somebody is useless in the world. All the beautiful transformation comes into his life, and every day there is, he is enjoying the path of Krishna consciousness. Even a moment for him to keep away from Krishna, it becomes very, very hurting problem. It becomes very difficult for him. So this one is here. Then the Shastra says, Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Are Sringara Chari Prema Chaturmuka Chaturmuka E Adhara ब्रजवादो गनेरा एवा वो निरवधि तारमत्य श्री राधाया बावो अवादि. Of all these sentiments, no permanent sentiment is as God. The dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya, out of these things, the highest sentiment is that madhurya, the loving, the conjugal sambandha with the Lord. And in that conjugal sambandha, Radharani has perfected that, you know, sambandha with Krishna. That is the highest, the topmost. Because in the santaras, there is nothing, only santaras. And somebody comes, a dasya ras, the santaras also included in the dasya ras. And somebody comes, take up the sakya ras, and he has got now three quality, santa, dasya and sakya. And somebody take up vatsalya, he has got four samanda, four qualities, four rati, four attraction of Krishna, is that? Santa, dasya, sakya, vatsalya. And madhurya contains all the five rasas, only contains in madhurya. So Radharani become perfected in that path. And the Sastra says, Premere Paramasaro Mahabhava Jani Mahabhava Rupa Radhata Kurani. That Mahabhava, the topmost ecstasy love for Krishna, is been achieved by Radharani and nobody else. So there are 26 qualities in the Radharani. Yesterday we heard the 26 qualities of the Vaishnavas. And the 25 qualities, prominent qualities they are talking about Radharani. Number one is Madhura. Number two is Madhura, Navavaya, Chala Habanga, Ujjwala Smita, Charu Saubhagya, Atyareka, Ganda Hanmalita Madhava, Sangeeta Prasara Habigya, Ramya Vak, Narma Pandita, Vinita, Karnapurna, Vidagra, Patava Hanita, Najasila, Sumariyada, Dairya, Gambirya, Suvilasa, Mahabhava, Parama Utkarishni, Tarishni Prema, Jagat Sriniyasa, Guru Sneha, Saki Pranayitavasa, Krishna Priya, Avili Mukya. And number six is Asrava Kesava. That Krishna been captured by Radharani, and Radharani put Krishna in a pocket with these 25 qualities. The very qualities of Radharani, number one is Madhura, sweetness. Everything Radharani does with Krishna only bringing sweetness to Krishna. The way Radharani walk, the way Radharani talk, the way Radharani smile, the way Radharani look, the way everything, only sweetness, nothing else. The first quality of Radharani. And second quality, Navavaya, she always keeps herself freshly youth. And the third quality, Chalapanga, her eyes is always very restless. She is always looking for Krishna. Madhura, Navavaya, Chalapanga. And the fourth quality is that she has got a very bright smile in herself, always smiling. And the fifth quality is that Charu Saubhagya Hatya Rekha. There are some auspicious, mangalam, auspicious lines are running in the lotus feet of the Radharani, Charu Saubhagya. And Gandhan Manita Madhava, the six qualities of Radharani. There is always beautiful fragrance emanating from the body of Radharani, which, you know, attract Krishna towards her. And the seventh quality of Radharani, she is a very good singer for Krishna. The eighth quality is that she is a very charming speaker. And ninth quality is that she is a very good joker. She makes wonderful jokes for Krishna. And the tenth quality, Vinita, she is very humble. And the 11th quality is that she is very compassionate. And the 12th qualification, the quality of Radharani is that Vidagda, she is very cunning. Because Krishna is very cunning, and Krishna is very, you know, Radharani is very cunning. One time, Mother Yasoda told Krishna, you go and bring the cow, we want to do some puja in the house. So Krishna was bringing the cow, when he was bringing the cow inside the house, and then on top of, you know, roof, he saw that there is, you know, some butter is hanging, one butter pole is hanging. When he was bringing the cow, he saw the butter pot, and then he's already, you know, desiring to take the butter. And what he did is, instead of going and leaving the cows to the mother and come back to the butter, he immediately what he did, he kept the cows there, and then he climbed up on top of the cows, and then he got hold of the butter pot to take the butter from there. The moment he got hold of the, you know, that butter pot, and the cows already started to move out from there. And now Krishna is hanging with the butter pot. And my cow gone, the mother, see the cow is there, Krishna is there, not there. She's walking, looking, Krishna, Krishna, where are you? And then he was saying, mommy, help me, I'm here. And she said, you know, that is what I've been told, that all the time you're going around and stealing butter in people's house. And today I directly have witnessed this thing. Well, what you're doing there? I asked you to bring the cow, but you're hanging, you know, you're in the pot there. What are you doing? He said, no, I've tried to follow your instruction. When I was bringing this cow, the cow, you know, jumped into that pot. So I'm climbed up the pot, I'm trying to take out the cow from there. And she said, where's the cow? And he took out, you know, small toy cow, you know. Then he gave it to her, this is the cow here. So Krishna is very cunning with his, you know, thing. So Radharani has got the quality to catch a thief. You have to run as good as a thief. Prabhupada says, a policeman, for him to catch a thief, he has to run as good as a thief. If the thief is entering one lane, one-way street, the policeman cannot think, is one way, he cannot go. He has to go to catch him. So Radharani goes like that. And the 13th quality of Radharani, Patavahanvita, although she has got a lot of works in the house, although she's obligated, you know, she got a lot of duty to do, with all this duty, she's always thinking of Krishna. Whether she's sweeping, or whether she's cooking, or whether she's taking care the household effort, all the way she's looking into the window, where the road where Krishna has left from Vrindavan to Mathura. She's always looking at that road, whether Krishna is coming back in that road. And that's always she's thinking, Krishna, Krishna. Although with all this duty, she's always conscious of Krishna, Patavahanvita. And Lajasira, she is very shy. And the 13th quality, the 15th quality is that she is very respectful to everybody, Sumariyada. And the 16th quality is that she is very calm, Dairya. And the 17th quality, 17th quality is that Gambira, Dairya. And she is, you know, very grave. And the 18th quality is that she is very playful, Suvilasa. And 19th quality, she's Mahabhav. She has got the topmost, you know, love for Krishna. And the 18th quality is that Parama Utkarishni Tarishni Prema. She is the super excellence devotee of Krishna. And the 19th quality Radharani has got is that 18, 19, I don't know, I'm counting or not. Okay, the 18th quality is that she is the most submissive devotee of Krishna. Then the 19th quality, I think we already missed a lot of things. So another quality of Radharani is that, Guru Sneha, she is very respectful to the elders. The another quality of Radharani is that she is the object of love of the gopis. Another quality of Radharani, she is the chief of the gopis. The 25th quality of Radharani is that she is Astravakeshava. With all these wonderful qualities, we are talking about quality of Radharani. Number one, Madhura, Navavaya, Chala, Panga, Ujjvala, Smita, Charu, Sobhagya, Hatya, Rekha, Kanda, Hanmaditta, Madhava, and Sangeeta, Prasara, Abhigya, Ramya, Vag, Narma, Pandita, Vinita, Karna, Purna, Vidagra, Patava, Handita, Lachasila, ಸುಮರ್ಯಾದ ಧೈರ್ಯ ಗಂಭೀರ್ಯ ಸುವಿಲಾಸ ಮಹಾಭಾವ ಪರಮ ಉತ್ಕರ್ಷಿಣಿ ತಾರಿಷ್ಣಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಜಗತ್ಸ್ರಿನಿವಾಸ ಗುರು ಸ್ನೇಹ ಸಖಿ ಪ್ರಣೀತ ವಾಸ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಿಯ ಆವಲಿ ಮುಖ್ಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ ದೆನ್ ಫೈನಲಿ 25th ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಆಶ್ರವ ಕೇಶವ ಸೊ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಸೆಂಟಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಬಿನ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಲಿಜಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್ the moment Vaishnavas connect them into Krishna and automatically those permanent sentiments are with him he already began to interact in himself and then he comes now the sthayi bhava is the permanent sentiment that leads him to vibhava that is objective is Krishna reservoirs are the devotee that you know leads him to anubhava as I said there are nine you know transformation takes in himself and anubhava leads him to the sattvic bhava there is another you know eight sentiments you know he enjoys and then that will take him to the bhava like yesterday I was telling there are bhava eight things are considered to be bhava the person who is advancing in Krishna consciousness that you know number one is that he will attain tolerance Krishna gives him the tolerance number two is that he is no longer wasting his time number 3 is that he become detached from the material enjoyment number 4 is that he become pridelessness and number 5 he becomes confident in the mercy of the lord and number 6 is that he is longing for the lord number 7 is that he get the taste for the chanting of the lord and number 8 is that he gets the longing for the krishna katha hearing of the pastime of the lord and number 9 finally he longing for the abode of the lord so all this transformation comes in now who becomes the eligible when chaitanya mahaprabhu come che panchatattva me li prithvi asiya purva prema bandedara udra mugadeya panchamele lete prema kare asvadana yata yata piya trishna kare badukzana puna puna jayaya he beautifully mahaprabhu comes here the love of Krishna which Krishna has brought himself 5000 years ago which was not distributed to the living entities because they were not able to surrender to Krishna to follow his you know instruction so Krishna what he has brought the love he kept it here without distributing and then he went back and the same Krishna comes you know, by the call of Advaita Acharya and devotees like Haridas Thakur and then now which has been left here the prem the krishna's love which has been locked you know and then he comes in the form of chaitanya mahaprabhu he break that seal and then he takes the prema the krishna's bhakti the love and then he started to try himself puna puna chayaya the more he tries the love of krishna the more he gets you know happiness he joins himself and more he's taking and taking the chanting of the holy name and he's happy so much patra patra vichara nahi now he feels I'm happy very much I should distribute to others and without any discrimination who are you know eligible for this thing without any discrimination that you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he distribute the love now of Krishna prem to every living entity he sees so it's very important that this practice of Krishna consciousness very beautifully available and just like you know at one time the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he brought a puppy dog to his house and mother Sachi Mata was very you know disappointed he brought the dog into the house and she says you know we cannot bring you know Nima you cannot bring a dog into the house we got you know we are you know we were deities and other you know worshipable things so not is not you know dog is not you know allowed in the house and Nimai Mahaprabhu says no I love the dog so much and Sachimata says and how about me and he says no I love you and I also love this puppy dog and Sachimata says okay it's time now you got to eat some food let me cook some food so you better go and take bath in the Ganges and come back and Nimai says then how about my puppy dog mother says you leave the puppy dog you go and take bath and come and we will eat And he said, "Mommy, you must promise that you, me, and puppy dog, we together, we sit and eat the food." She said, "Okay." So he went to take bath. And Sachi's mother, she took the puppy dog. She left it, you know, in one corner of the village. And she came back and she started, you know, continue cooking. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to the house, he saw the dog is not around. And he was start crying, "Mommy, where is my dog? Where is my dog? Where is my dog?" And Sachi mother said, "I was so busy cooking in the kitchen, I do not know where he went." She said, never mind, you know, I'm finishing my cooking now. Let us take some food first. Then after we'll go and look for a puppy dog." And he might say, no, you promised that you, me and the puppy dog will sit together and eat food. I'm not going to take food without my puppy dog." So the Sachi mother said, "Okay, let us go and look for the puppy dog." And they were looking all over Navadi. Finally, in one corner of the village, there are so many people, you know, accumulated, they are surrounded, and they were singing and dancing very happily. And Nimai Mahaprabhu and Sachi mother, they entered the crowd to see what is happening. They saw this puppy dog, which has been brought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody is singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In the midst of that, you know, crowd, the dog, you know, with the two legs down and the two legs up like that, and he also singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He was singing happily, dancing. When he's singing and dancing and singing and dancing, that moment, Tatrayanu Deva Pravarao Chaturbhujam Shamam Kishoram Arujam Arunam Ambujekshanam Sitam Avasabhyam Sita Suvasa Sao Kirti Kundaram Charu Kundaram. At that moment, from the eye on the sky, that there was one chariot coming down with the Vishnu Tudasa sitting on the chariot. The chariot comes and then the chariot picked, you know, the puppy dog. And the puppy dog was looking at Nimai. He says, "My dear Nimai, I'm nobody in the world. I'm just a dog. And I've been neglected by anybody and everybody. And how merciful you are. Just by your touch, I already, you know, transformed my life. And I'm going back now, back to God." Actually, the dog began to cry. And the other children, they started to talk. You know, that dog, it was brought by Chaitanya Nimai. It was brought by Nimai. Just when Nimai touched the dog, and from that moment onward, the dog is no more barking. He stopped barking, it seems. He felt barking is no good, I shouldn't do. And no more fighting with another dog. He said, "Fighting is no good, I shouldn't do." And he's not going around and eating anything. He says, "This thing's all boga. It won't help me." And then he was looking for a Sangha, Vaishnava Association, and he saw that somebody singing and dancing. That's where the dog end up when it enter into the midst of, you know, then he carried away by the singing and dancing beautifully. Then the sadhu saintly person, Vaishnava, writing, "If a dog by connection of Krishna can give up the fighting, if the dog by the connection of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give up, you know, barking and argument and eating all kinds of boga thing, what to talk about devotees, why there is a necessity for them to fight and argue and do things which is not relevant in their Krishna consciousness." So there is the mercy of Krishna, comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He brought this wonderful practice of Krishna consciousness just by becoming humble. As I said before, the soul needs 20 qualities, 20 knowledge to get out from here. And just by chanting the holy name of the Lord in the proper association of Vaishnavas, it could be done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna doesn't like the devotees become proud of themselves. When Digvijay came to Navadip to defeat all other scholars, and the friends of Nimai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Digvijay and come. He has come." And all the scholars in Navadip, they are hiding somewhere, because they don't want to get defeated by Digvijay. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you know, his friend, "Krishna never liked people who are very proud." He says, "Look what happened to Ravana. He was very proud about his existence. What happened to Narakasura? He has killed him. What happened to Putana? He has killed everybody in the world who were very proud about their existence. they will be killed by the weapon of Krishna. He says only humility will carry them towards the lotus feet of Krishna. So in a way that he purified the existence of Digvijay. So we have to finally have to understand that whatever we are doing, we have to see our whole existence, that you know, what kind of reaction we will get from it. There was a man, he was going in the street, and there was a big bungalow house, a rich man. He's sitting on the veranda of the house with his wife. He's eating a nice mango. So when he's eating the mango, he peels the skin, throw away the skin, and he's eating the pulp of the mango. And he, with his wife, enjoying the mango. At that moment, one beggar went that way. He saw that the skin of the mango is on the ground. So the beggar entered the garden. He picked up the skin and then he started to eat. And the rich man's wife, she said, "You have built a big house, but you didn't put any proper fencing here. All the beggars are entering here. I'm disappointed. These beggars are entering into our garden." The moment he heard that, the rich man came down and then he caught all of the beggar. He gave him a slap. He gave him a nice slap. And the beggar was laughing when he was getting his slap. So the rich man asked him, "Why you are laughing?" And the beggar asked, why you have slapped me?" And he says, "You know, my wife said, you know, you are eating all the skin here. You've entered my garden and you are eating the skin I've thrown from there. That's what I slapped you. And so why you are laughing when I'm slapping you?" He said, "Just to enter your garden for a moment, just to eat the mango skin, he gave me one slap. But do you know how many slaps you are going to get on the other side? Because all the time you are sitting in this garden, and all the time you are eating the pulp of the mango, just for me to eat the skin, I get one slap. Just to enter the garden for one moment, I get a slap from you. But you've been here all the time in this garden, all the time you're eating this mango pulp, and how much slap you're going to get on the other side." So every moment we have to understand, one thing we throw to others, it is going to multiply and going to come back to us. That is the action and reaction. Nobody can run away. But as a devotee, let us take the humble path and respect the Vaishnavas, be in the movement of Prabhupada and be grateful to Prabhupada what has given to us. Most of us are more or less not qualified to come in practice of Krishna consciousness. By Prabhupada's mercy, purely he has spread the holy name, and by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, get this opportunity, take this opportunity very wonderful way and practice Krishna consciousness very happily. And it would be a last life for us to be in the desert of Australia. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody got any questions? So, otherwise, already 8:15, I got to finish it off, and the devotees can go back to their service. Krishna has said, Purusa Prakriti Stoi Bhungte Prakriti Janguna Karanamguna Sangasya Sata Sadhyoni Zanmasu. Good and bad comes from the association. Prabhupada says, a man can be known by his association. What company he takes. So you want to become a good devotee. There are many good devotees around. Let us associate with them. And you wanted to put yourself in difficulty. There are also devotees who indulge in prajalpa and other unwanted things, So, association is very important. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sastra Koi, Laiva Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Within a moment, you'll attain all the wonderful qualities in yourself if you take the right association of a devotees. That's what I say. In the Vibhava process, Krishna is the object, devotees are the reservoir. You need a very good association of devotees. These two things you cannot split from your path of Krishna consciousness. And beautifully, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, which kind of association you should avoid. And he come up with the 13 kind of association. He says, number one is Haula, Baula, Kartabaja, Neda, Daravesa, Sani, Sahaja, Sakibeki, Smarta, and Jata Kosani, Ativadi, and Chuddhadari, and Gauranga Nagari. There are 13 associations of so-called Vaishnavas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur say you should give up. Number one is that it is called Aula, that they minimize the teaching of Acharyas. Let's say if a Prabhupada says, you know, follow the four regulated principles, and somebody comes and says, but 9 and 3 is okay. So they minimize the teaching of the Acharyas, Aula. And Baula, the association, they so much, you know, sing the glories of Radha and Krishna, and they engage in so much of abominable activities. Give up that association. Number one, give up the association who are minimizing the teaching of the Acharyas. Number one, give up the association who are engaged in very abominable activities. Number three, Gatabaja, there are people claim to be the sect of Bengalis. Or Mahaprabhu is Bengali. We also Bengali, so we are the same groupism. So give up that kind of, you know, sectarianism. And number four is that Neda, this person talks so much, but there is no realization in themselves. So give up that association. And number five, he says that, you know, Dharavesa, they are hippies. They are doing something, but there is no goal in their life. Like we have goal, Bhagavan Sambandha, Bhakti Rapideya, Prema Yajna. So there's a goal in the path of Krishna consciousness. And number six is that Sunny, that they are teachers of the Krishna consciousness, but they're not the followers. They've been paid to teach people, but they don't need to follow anything. And the seventh is the Sahaja, they take everything very cheap, you know, the path of Krishna consciousness. And number eight is that Saki Beki, they think that, you know, they are one of the gopis in the world, and they put on a dress of the gopis, and then they do a rasalila among themselves. And number ninth association to be avoided are the Smarta, that they have temple, they show the deity, they ring the bell, but they are the professional collectors. Every time their object is that, just collect money, you know, by showing the deity, and every mantra they say you pay so much money, every yajna to anything, you know, they are Smartas, they are professional, you know, devotees to collect money, fill up the belly. These are the ninth association to be given up. And the tenth one is that Jata Gosani, that people claim that they are coming from the Goswami descendants, but they don't have the quality of a Goswami. So they may say, if you are the Goswami descendant, you please respect us. But they are not acting as a Goswami, give up that association. Then the 11th association, Ativadi, they are very proud people. They are devotees, but they are very proud about their chanting of mantras to everything. So give up that association. And the 12th association is that Chuddhadari. Externally, they got a symbol of a Vaishnava, but internally, they are not interested in practicing Krishna consciousness. And the 13th is a Gauranga Nagari. They said, you know, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So Krishna has, you know, moved around with so many young girls. So let us also do the same thing. They think Krishna is a womanizer. So let us, you know, womanize around, you know. So like that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, give up these 13 kinds of this association and pick up a wonderful association. Prabhupada has already established a beautiful movement of ISKCON, has given us a lot of wonderful devotees around. And the Sastra says, in any place there are more than 10 Vaishnavas, good Vaishnavas, that place is considered to be a Divya Desa. There are 108 Divya Desa in India. These Divya Desa, these are the temples been visited by the Alvas, the great devotees of the Lord. So any places there are nice 10 Vaishnavas are there, this is considered to be a Divya Desa, very special, you know, a place. So you don't need to go around here and there to look for some other association. Stay in the movement of Prabhupada and follow the teaching of Prabhupada. Prabhupada say, whatever is there for me to tell you, everything is in my book. Thoroughly read, every day read Prabhupada books, and everything is inside there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Jai Nitai Gaura Pramanande.